This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say that a new COVID variant has emerged in the U.S. The variant, called BA.3.2, was first detected in South Africa and now has been reported in 23 countries. The new COVID variant is called Cicada. The concern is that if it gains more mutations, it could lead to a large new COVID wave. The first positive test of the new Cicada COVID variant came last June from a traveler who went through San Francisco International Airport. The person came from the Netherlands. It was next detected in nasal swabs from 4 travelers, 3 airplane wastewater samples, clinical samples, and 132 wastewater samples from 25 states. It is descended from the Omicron variant, and the current vaccines, which only target JN1's subvariants, may not protect against this variant. It is an unusual variant because it has over 70 new mutations related to the JN.1 COVID variant and its descendants, which have been circulating since 2023. Health officials say that the Cicada BA.3.2 COVID variant may infect children more readily. The Montana Supreme Court last Tuesday kept several abortion clinic restrictions blocked while a legal challenge moves forward, finding that the measures passed by a conservative Republican state legislature and signed by Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte likely violate the state constitution. The ruling leaves in place a lower court order that halted a 2023 law and related regulations issued in 2024. The provisions impose new requirements on abortion providers that plaintiffs argue are medically unnecessary and could force clinics to close. Montana Supreme Court justices said the restrictions likely conflict with Montana's constitutional guarantees, including equal protection and Montana's constitutional right to privacy. A district court first blocked the measures in November 2024, and Republican state officials appealed early last year. The Montana Supreme Court's decision allows clinics to continue providing care without the added requirements while the case proceeds. For Montana residents, abortion services remain available without any new restrictions. Clinics can continue operating. In March, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Region 6 game wardens received a call from a concerned landowner about shed antler collectors trespassing on private property in Blaine County. Upon further investigation, 3 individuals dressed in full camouflage were located on private property carrying 128 pounds of shed elk antlers. The landowners were contacted and confirmed that no permission was granted to the individuals to collect antlers on their property. The 3 persons were charged, and 128 pounds of shed elk antlers were seized. Upon the successful conviction, the elk antlers were returned to the landowners. Shed hunting is the practice of searching wildlands for the antlers that ungulates like deer and elk drop from their heads each year. With elk that are trophy animals with antler racks of 5 and more points and antlers that measure feet across, the antlers are coveted by collectors and also have high value on the market. Shed antlers spur the activity of hunting for antlers, known as shed hunting. The activity has become increasingly popular and competitive in recent years, but like any activity, shed hunting requires permission of the landowner. Shed hunters, whether recreationists or hunters for shed antlers to sell for their value, must always ask for permission on private land, including property that is in block management, which is an agreement between a private landowner and Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks to allow members of the public onto the land for specific hunting purposes, including shed hunting. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.